Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the technology show on Radio Islam International, Wired to Tech. We have a very exciting lineup for you today. Coming up in today's show, we speak about Apple unveiling new iPads, the Watch Series 7, and a bunch of new iPhone 13s. Apple users urged to update their devices after NSO zero-day flaw affects iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. Lenovo unveils a brighter future for hybrid with premium tablets with 5G and next-gen add-ons. We also speak about Western Digital's ambitious carbon reduction goals, which has been approved by the Science Based Targets Initiative. And for YouTubers, well, some exciting news. YouTube has announced YouTube Next Up program will be available in South Africa and Nigeria. Now remember, you can interact with me by sending me a tweet on @FaisalPatel143. I'm also available on Instagram @FaisalPatel143. Don't forget to follow me there. I'm also available on Facebook.com/FaisalPatel. And let's not forget that I'm also available on YouTube, Faisal Patel, where I do a lot of my unboxings, my reviews, and also other videos. So don't forget to hit the like button and also subscribe to my channel. That's YouTube, Faisal Patel. The Apple event was highly anticipated, with a lot of people looking forward to it, including myself. And Apple did not disappoint. So let's go through some of the products that Apple unveiled. So Apple announced a host of new products, including a new entry-level iPad, a redesigned iPad mini, the new Apple Watch Series 7, and new iPhone 13 models, which include the iPhone 13, the iPhone 13 mini, iPhone 13 Pro, and the iPhone 13 Pro Max. The highly anticipated Apple iPhone event took place on Tuesday, with the tech giant expanding on 5G connectivity and showing off faster chips and sharper cameras. So we're going to go through some of the products. We're not going to go into too much detail, because you can get a lot more detail on my website at FaisalPatel.com, also known as Wired to Tech. Let's start off with the iPad mini. The new iPad mini features a larger 8.3-inch liquid retina display and a brand new A15 Bionic chip, which Apple says delivers up to 80% faster performance than the previous generation. The new devices now boast a USB-C port, which allows faster connectivity and cellular models with 5G and support for Apple Pencil, the second generation. Coming on to the iPad, the new iPad 9th generation features the powerful A13 Bionic chip while retaining its all-day battery life. It now boasts a 10.2-inch Retina display with True Tone, a 12-megapixel ultra-wide front camera with center stage, support for Apple Pencil, the first generation, and smart keyboard, and twice the storage of the previous generation. Coming on to the Apple Watch Series 7, the new Apple Watch Series 7 features a re-engineered always-on Retina display with significantly more screen area and thinner borders, making it the largest display ever. Now, the Apple Watch 7's display is up to 20% bigger than the Apple Watch 6's. With a narrow 1.7mm bezel, the Apple Watch looks larger this year, even though the chassis size hasn't changed that much. Coming on to Apple Fitness Plus. Apple Fitness Plus, the first fitness service built entirely around Apple Watch, will introduce a new body conditioning workout type with Pilates and a simple way to practice mindfulness anywhere, anytime, with guided meditation. So Apple says Fitness Plus is also introducing a new program called Workouts to get ready for snow season, featuring two-time Olympic gold medalist and five-time world champion skier Ted Ligety, along with Fitness Plus trainer Anya Garcia. Later this autumn, Fitness Plus will introduce group workouts with share play, where users can work out with up to 32 people at once to keep each other motivated. And coming on to the most highly anticipated products, which is iPhone 13. So let's start off with iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 mini. Apple says both models feature major innovations, including the most advanced dual camera system ever on iPhone, with a new wide camera with bigger pixels and sensor shift optical image stabilization, or OIS. offering improvements in low light photos and videos to personalize the camera with photographic styles and cinematic modes. So the iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 mini also boast super fast performance and power efficiency. With the A15 Bionic chip, longer battery life, a brighter Super Retina XDR display, double the entry-level storage at 128GB, IP68 rating for water resistance, and 5G. And then we come on to the iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max models. Apple says the iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max push the boundaries of what's possible in a smartphone. Apple says both models were redesigned inside and out, with both models introducing an all-new Super Retina XDR display with ProMotion, featuring an adaptive refresh rate of up to 120 Hz, making the touch experience faster and more responsive. Now, the Pro camera system gets its biggest advancement with the new ultra-wide, wide, and telephoto cameras powered by the A15 Bionic chip. So those are some of the products that were released by Apple at its much anticipated event. And if you want full details and all the details about the products that were launched by Apple, you can go to my website at faisalpatel.com, also known as Wired to Tech. Now, staying with Apple, if you are an Apple user, no matter what product you're using, the company has urged users to update the devices after the tech giant announced a fix for a major software flaw, a zero-day vulnerability that affects every iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch and allows the Pegasus spyware to be installed without so much as a click. So please, if you do have any Apple product, I suggest you do the software update as quickly and as soon as possible. Cybersecurity experts at the Citizen Lab Research Center at the University of Toronto uncovered the flaw while analyzing the phone of an activist. That person is among tens of thousands believed to be targeted with the Israeli-made Pegasus software, which has been used worldwide to intercept the communications of activists, journalists, and even the heads of state. So the technology giant said iOS 14.8 for iPhones and iPads, as well as new updates for Apple Watch and Mac OS, will fix at least one vulnerability that it said may have been actively exploited. Now, Pegasus gives its government customers near complete access to a target's device, including their personal data, photos, messages, and location. And Citizen Lab has urged people to immediately update all Apple devices. Coming on to Lenovo, the company has launched a number of new products, which is very exciting, at the recent Tech World 2021 event, including new smarter line of powerful premium P-series tablets, the Lenovo Tab P12 Pro, the Lenovo Tab P11 5G, and the Lenovo Smart Wireless Earbuds. So let's go through some of the products. You can get more detail on my website. The Lenovo Tab P12 Pro packs a 12.6-inch AMOLED 2560 by 1600 touchscreen display, enhanced by the detailed S-Stripe RGB subpixel layout for less graininess, immersive sound, long-lasting battery, and all-new digital pen with magnetic attach for wireless charging and anti-lost alert, plus bouncier key travel via detachable keyboard. Weighing in at around 1 kilogram for the total package, the Lenovo P12 Pro is ultra-thin at 5.63 millimeters with four-sided narrow bezels for extra available screen, and is offered in storm gray hue with a sleek metal build. Coming on to the Lenovo Tab P11 5G, this is the company's first consumer Android tablet with dedicated 5G. The Tab P11 5G is designed to be ultra-portable as schools and offices begin to reopen and travel starts to resume. And finally, Lenovo's smart wireless earbuds. This earbuds can pair with your Android or Windows device in one click. Thanks to Lenovo's smart pair technology, simply flip open the earbuds compact charging case to enable Bluetooth instantly. So designed for all-day use, once fully charged, Your earbuds should last up to 28 hours if you carry your wireless charging case with you for quick top-offs. On their own, Lenovo Smart Wireless Earbuds can last for up to 7 hours of continuous listening time. So they are offered in white and black hues. Each earbud weighs in at around 4.2 grams. So a lot more details of these products are available on my website. Coming on to Western Digital, the company has announced that the Science Based Targets Initiative, or SBTI, has approved its greenhouse gas emissions reduction goals, which are in line with the Paris Agreement and SBTI criteria and requirements. Now, Science Based Targets are emissions reduction goals in line with what the latest climate science says is needed to prevent the worst impacts of climate change. Joshua Parker, Senior Director, Corporate Sustainability at Western Digital, says committing to these aggressive science-based targets is the right thing to do for the planet, society, customers, and employees. Now, a number of companies and tech companies are ensuring to use items and materials that can be recycled in launching their new products. And Western Digital is among one of those companies that is doing that. And that is very exciting because they are doing everything to protect our planet. Coming on to YouTube, and we know there are a lot of enthusiasts that want to make videos and want to become YouTubers, and this is very exciting, but it takes a lot of hard work. Some of my friends who are YouTubers in the US include Casey Neistat, Marcus Brownlee, Jerry Rigg, Everything, and many others, including iJustine. But as I mentioned, it does take a lot of work. But there is an exciting venture that has been launched in South Africa and Nigeria, and let's speak a little bit about that. So video platform YouTube has announced that the YouTube Next Up program will be available in South Africa and Nigeria. The program is an opportunity for local creators to take their content creation to the next level. 20 creators with eligible channels will be selected to win a production stipend of $1,000 to be used for the acquisition of production equipment to advance their YouTube careers. Very, very exciting. The selected creators will also have the opportunity to attend a week-long intensive creator camp, learn new skills, and access support by the YouTube partnership teams. Now, the YouTube Next Up program is available to creators who are committed to advancing their YouTube careers and producing fresh and compelling content. So if you want a lot more detail on how you can become involved or how you can enter this particular competition and this program, well, you can go to my website at faisalpatel.com, also known as Wired to Tech. Anyway, that concludes the technology show for this week. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember that the technology show will be podcast and available on Radio Islam's SoundCloud account and also on Radio Islam's website at www.radioislam.co.za. So until next week, please do take care of yourself and each other and remember to remain safe. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.